Eleanor has come prepared, I believe, for a children's talk. So do we have the children come up the front, or are you going down the back?
No.
They've got to come up the front. Okay.
Hello, have we got some children?
One or two up there, yes.
Good.
Well, if you sit along here, that would be lovely. Thank you. I don't think I know any of these children.
Mummy's coming.
Is Mummy coming? Oh, I thought this looked more like Daddy, actually. Is he your daddy? Okay. Well, we've got a lot of boys here today. I'm going to tell you a story. It's something that happened to me a long, long time ago, way back in the olden days, when I was a little girl about 3 or 4 years old. Who's 3 or 4 here? Anybody? About as old as you. Yeah. Well, back then I had a dolly. Do you know what that is? Do you have dolls today? Yeah, you do? Do boys have dolls? No, they probably don't. They have trucks and tractors and things. Well, anyway, I had a doll and I called her Marjorie Daw because she was named after a nursery rhyme that I liked. And she was about this long and she was made of something called celluloid. Is there anyone here that knows what celluloid is? You've got to be a certain age, don't you? It was before plastic was invented. And plastic dolls are sort of nice and soft and squishy, like a real baby is, but celluloid was sort of brittle stuff, like an ice cream cone. If you squash it, it goes splat, doesn't it? And you can hardly put it back together again. Well, that was sort of like the stuff that Marjorie Daw was made of. And in our house, we had quite a wide hallway, and there was a thing there called a hall stand, and it had a back to it with a mirror on it, and then there was a place each side where you could put umbrellas. And in the middle there was a seat, a wooden seat.
He's not coming.
Yeah, well anyway, you lifted up the seat and there was all sorts of wonderful things in there to explore. I can remember an old wooden flute and another musical instrument called a mandolin. And I used to love going through this box every so often to see what was stashed away in there. And this day I had Marjorie Daw and I put her down on the floor behind me. And I was head down, tail up into this box. Well, our grandmother lived with us back then and her bedroom door was right beside the hall stand. And as I was doing my rummaging, she came out the door, didn't see Marjorie Daw, and she stood right on her head. And that was a dreadful thing. She was flat, and I cried. I was terribly upset, and I really didn't like my grandma at all. But my dad he was quite a handy sort of man, and he decided he'd try and rectify it. I only had one doll, because it was back in the wartime, and you didn't have a lot of toys then. So he got something, and he cut her head, and he pulled it apart, and he tried to push out the nose and the eyes and tried to make her look like a doll again. And then he put the head back together, and you didn't have nice stuff like masking tape then or, waterproof sticking plaster that looked sort of flesh-coloured. All he had was black tape, I think it was called insulating tape, and he put this right around her head. And she looked ghastly, and I made Marjorie Daw wear a hat ever after that. Well, as I said, I was very upset with my grandma, and she was very sorry. She didn't know the doll was on the floor, and I didn't like her for a long, long time. In fact, I hated her for what she'd done to my doll. But out of that, I learnt a very important lesson, and that is when somebody hurts you or does something to you that you don't like or says something to you that's nasty, there's something we have to do to get right. Otherwise we feel all bitter and screwed up inside and we won't like them. And that's called forgiveness. Have you ever heard of that word, forgiveness? There's a lot of places in the Bible that talks about forgiving people. And there's one I want to read in Matthew 6:14, and it says, if you forgive people when they sin or when they do nasty things against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And I'm sure each one of us wants God to forgive us when we do naughty things. And so we need to forgive other people when they hurt us. Sometimes it might take a while to get around to doing it, but as long as we do it, we know that God loves us and he will forgive us. So I hope you'll remember that next time somebody does something to you that hurts you. Okay. And we'll have the children's song now.
Do you know what I get to do? I get to pray for you before you go out to Sunday school. Let's pray together, shall we? God, we thank you together that Jesus is our hero, someone that we can love and know and look up to. And I pray now for all the kids as they go to Sunday school that you will help them to get to know you better. And in Jesus' name I ask that. Amen. Amen.